Tanawan was the ground zero of Typhoon Haiyan, the strongest typhoon to ever hit land, and it was raised to the ground. What was most damaging was the storm surge that essentially submerged the town center. And so we started with very fast on our recovery efforts with the help of many volunteers we have within the town. We have done many things already for the people of Tanawan. Of course, yet many things to be done yet.
And now, what do you attribute this fast-track recovery from the hurricane? Is it due to support from, I guess, the international community, or is it also due to the community spirit that you have there in the town?
Yeah, it's both. In fact, I'm very thankful for all the help that we have gotten also from many sectors, the government agencies, the international community. At the same time, coupled with the participation and involvement of the people of Tanawan, you know, it was very challenging during those times. It was so overwhelming. So we needed all the volunteers who can help us. And I can still recall the early days, day after Haiyan, immediately mobilized some of the volunteers to really seek out help out of Tanawan because Tanawan was isolated. So we had to send out a team on foot to Tacloban, the next city, and some other towns. And through the help of the many people, we mobilized immediately the community in facilitating the relief operations. It was important because we were able to contain immediately the panic in the system. And it sent a very strong signal to the community that the help is underway.
And speaking of the community, you are at the UN to talk about the importance of community development as they relate to the new Sustainable Development Goals. What do you think other countries or other communities can learn from Tanawan's experience following Hurricane Haiyan?
Yeah, essentially, it's, you know, everybody has to be involved, okay, and the citizens will have to participate. You know, I learned this in Haiyan, that everyone has an innate desire to be of service, to be of help. The role of the leaders is really to harness and nurture this desire of everyone to be of help and empower them. And it's so magical, if I may, because everybody becomes part of the solution and feels an honor of the entire plan. And I think this is one of the reasons why, in many respects, Tanawan, our rehabilitation from Typhoon Haiyan had been relatively faster.
Mr. Mayor, one of the things you mentioned was, I hope I'm pronouncing the word in Tagalog right,
Bayanihan.
Can you explain for our listeners what that means?
Bayanihan means helping each other. Okay? It is essentially mobilizing the community to help each other. It's an old cultural tradition of Filipinos, you know, trying to help, lend a hand. And I thought this is the essence of community-led development and leadership, truly everybody being part of the solution.
And now, speaking of leadership, you've been mayor now just over 2 years, but you left a very high-powered corporate career. Tell us about that.
I spent a successful 23 years in P&G.
What's P&G?
Yeah, Procter & Gamble, okay, a great American company. And I always remember that in P&G, you know, our thrust of, you know, touching and improving lives. So I guess this is like a next chapter of my career. You know, I left P&G in 2013 to run as mayor in my town, and I got elected. And it's another way of touching and improving lives.
And finally, how will you be implementing projects or what have you not related to the new development goals? Are there particular areas, maybe healthcare or education, that need particular support at this moment?
Yeah, many of those. You know, we need to identify some priorities there. But one thing that will really stand out is really climate change. We are in the eastern seaboard of the Philippines, which is prone to typhoons. The Philippines gets more than 20 typhoons a year. So we are really in a high-risk location. So this is something that we need to strengthen our capability. And again, community-driven intervention or approach is also very important to climate change interventions.